This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm a very happy John Hockenberry. Why? Because I get to talk with the BBC's Matt McGrath, who joins us periodically to talk about symptoms of global warming on planet Earth. Yes, the planet has a thermometer stuck in its mouth, and we're taking its temperature periodically. Matt McGrath, let's talk about something that you've been reporting on, that plant productivity is increasing on planet Earth. Here, third planet from the sun. And the reason has to do with something called global dimming. I'm pretty dim. Explain.
Yeah, it's dim and dimmer here, I think, John. I know in those moments when you're dreaming of the cornfields of Kansas and you think about all the corn growing in the fertile fields out there.
Iowa, cornfields of Iowa, buddy.
They grow in Kansas
as well. No, wheat in Kansas.
Oh, give them a break.
All right, go ahead, Matt.
Excuse me. But when you think of those moments and you think about the ideal growing conditions, you imagine clear sunny skies and the sun beating down. But scientists say, actually, there are other conditions in which plants grow really, really well. And they call these, over the last 30 years, we've had these global dimming, i.e. the skies have been getting darker or slightly darker because of all the particulates and soot, etc. we've been putting up in the atmosphere.
Hey, and that's pollution.
It is, but it's had this bizarre effect. It diffuses the light so that more leaves on more plants get hit with light. They absorb more carbon dioxide and more light and turn it into food. So the plants have been growing stronger in these conditions. And scientists have calculated that about 25% of their extra growth over the last 30 years has been down to this phenomenon.
So it's like the difference between an unfrosted and a frosted light bulb. If you have a frosted light bulb, it seems brighter, even though it's the exact same amount of light, that pollution actually diffuses the light in that way?
It is. It's exactly that. It's the whole diffuse ideal, diffuse radiation, they call it. And it's had a big impact on carbon dioxide because these plants have been growing more quickly than we thought and soaking up more carbon dioxide. And they say there's an extra 10% stored in the land thanks to this whole dirty skies phenomenon.
Now, there's no chance that the amount of carbon dioxide absorption by photosynthetic plants is actually going to keep pace with the amount of carbon we're dumping into the atmosphere, is it?
No, that's not going to work out. It would be a nice equation
it
if
would
we
be
just
so
grow
nice.
Our way out of trouble.
Oh, man, that would be so good.
It would. But the big problem, of course, of this is that as we make greater efforts to clear up the skies to make air clearer for people to breathe, we are, in fact, making the plants less productive in terms of their ability to soak up carbon. So as we clear up the skies, we're going to have to find another way of cutting back on our carbon emissions because the plants won't be doing such an incredibly productive job.
But this isn't an argument for more pollution, is it?
It isn't, but it does feed into another argument, which has been quite strong in the United States recently, the idea of geoengineering, that is putting things in space or in the atmosphere that would deflect away some of the heat from the sun and allow the planet to cool a little bit. So the scientists who did this research weren't doing this specifically to look at geoengineering solutions, but they feel that it does kind of feed into this whole idea that, you know, we could maybe engineer our way out of trouble.
Well, quickly, if somebody wants to read the details and get into the fine print of this study, what's the source of the research that you're talking about in this story?
Yeah, it's been published by Nature, which is one of the most prestigious scientific publications, and there'll be links all over the web to it. You can find it quite easily.
All right. The BBC science correspondent Matt McGrath talking about how some pollution in the atmosphere is actually assisting plants, increasing their productivity, and soaking up some carbon dioxide. Matt McGrath, thanks so much.
Cheers. You know, I liked the way he was describing the wheat and corn growing in Kansas.
Matt is the best guy. He just needs to get a map.
No. Did you hear him, though? It was almost idyllic the way he was
great.
Talking about
he's
it.
He's great. I love Matt.
Surrey with the fringe on top, that kind of thing.
I can call him Dr. Matt McGrath. He takes care of planet Earth for us.
Doesn't everything sound better with a brogue?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.